Well, right when you thought the left could not be more twisted, they've lowered the bar again today. LifeWise, a nonpartisan Christian organization teaching Bible-based character education to public school kids, all legally, even the left admits that, is now a Christian nationalist, subversive Republican go-TV operation designed to flip solid blue areas for Trump and influence abortion laws. That's you can't make it up. Joel Petten is the CEO of LifeWise, that Christian organization teaching Bible-based character education to public school kids legally. He joins me now. Joel, how are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well. So I see that MSNBC has gone on the full frontal attack. Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as you said, we provide a Bible-based character education program for public school students to get Bible education during school hours, primarily elementary school kids. And it's been getting more and more attention because, frankly, parents are excited. They didn't realize their kids could get Bible education during the school day. So our program is growing rapidly. We get a call from NBC. They want to do a story. We think, great, more exposure we can get, the better. And something finally comes out. They actually ran a few pieces, but the one on MSNBC was wild, basically saying that we are, as you put it, some sort of political organization, some sort of Trump-supporting organization, you know, as though these 8-year-olds we teach are able to vote. It was bizarre, to say the least.
Do you discuss politics at all, Joel? At all?
No, we don't. I mean, we talk about the Bible and how the Bible should change our lives, and so we expect the kids, in fact, we know the kids that are a part of the program, their lives are going to be changed by Scripture, and they're going to be well-rounded, well-adjusted adults, but we don't, certainly don't speak about politics.
And how many schools, tell me about your, how old is the organization? How many schools are you in? How many kids do you talk to? What's going on? Give me some base numbers here.
Well, and that's why, I mean, we can probably get into why they might be so, I guess, starting to get concerned or something. But our program started in 2019, so just, 5 years ago, in the fall of 2019. We started with just 2 schools, and our goal was just to serve 25 schools by 2025. But here we are in 2024. We're serving over 330 schools across 15 states.
330. How many states?
Across 15 states, and we have over 30,000 students enrolled.
Well, that's. I mean, let me tip my hat to you. I'm just writing this down. Let me tip my hat to you. That's remarkable success. Remarkable. Maybe that's why they're upset over at MSLSD.
Well, it might be because in their report, they make a big deal about how we are serving kids in what they call blue areas. So we're serving kids all over, but that includes some of the most inner-city programs in Columbus, Ohio, and Memphis, Tennessee. And so it's working everywhere. And for some reason, the people at MSNBC believe that if kids, apparently in blue areas, learn the Bible, they might start, I don't know, reconsidering things like abortion laws. I don't know.
That's weird. All right, because let's talk about Ohio and Tennessee. They're both red states. You're not going to change the political outcome or trajectory of Ohio or Tennessee based on Bible studies or Christian books or character development or anything like that. So any repercussions because of what they did? And let me ask you this. Anything you intend to do to say, wait a second, let's set the record straight, because I see that one of the things you said back, you're outright lying about us. How ridiculous can you get? You're pretty angry about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, on one level, it's entertaining because when I watched the segment, it seemed more like an SNL skit than it did an actual news report. But on one level, yeah, it is upsetting. It's upsetting to have a, you know, Christian ministry for public school kids and then be accused of being some sort of subversive political organization. But and on one level, though, it's an honor, you know, that we must be getting so much traction.
And that you're getting attacked.
Even in the very...
But Joel.
Yeah, exactly.
But Joel.
Go ahead.
Why would you have trusted MSNBC in the first place? Honestly.
Well, for one, I think we had a feeling that it wasn't going to be the most fair. In fact, when we were contacted by a reporter and we looked up the things they had done, we said, oh, boy, this may be a hit piece. But we've got nothing to hide, so come on in and look at our program.
Take the hit piece. You know, it gets your name out there in more places. So let me ask you this. How many people, is it a volunteer effort? How does this work? How do you get people in to teach Bible-based character education? How do you get this done?
Yep, it's a mixture of volunteers and paid staff. Basically, our program, LifeWise Academy, we provide the tools so that any community across the nation can implement a program. So we have a 10-step process. Community members jump on our website. They add their name to basically a petition to say, let's get this going in our community. And we guide them through the process of putting together a staff. Sometimes that'll be paid. Sometimes it's all volunteer.
All right. I assume you take some money on donations here and there. I'm going to make an assumption you're a nonprofit, and that's how you get things done. So, how do people find out what you're doing and support what you're doing and your nonprofit efforts?
Well, I appreciate that. They can go to our website, lifewise.org. That's LIFEWISE.org. Of course, we'll take donations, but more than anything, we'd love to see local people in local communities get to work to get one of these started, because we really do believe we can reach all 13,000 school districts in the country.
It just takes time, Joel. Why not? CEO of LifeWise, Joel Petten. Man, good work you're doing out there, stirring up the bee's nest, as it were. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate it. No hit piece here. Now, we just tell the truth. It's kind of a weird thing. It's an experiment we have here. We're experimenting at telling the truth and seeing what happens. Joel Petten, the CEO of LifeWise. Good stuff there. Appreciate what he's doing. All right, still to come. No experiment, just a disaster. The economy, inflation. Grover Norquist will be joining me here in a few minutes. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up on the Steve Gruber Show.